State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
Whitney Walker has had a lot of jobs in her life, but she was never content until she landed at her current gig as the office manager at the James and Grace Lee Boggs School. It's a K-4 charter on the east side of Detroit. From her desk, Walker is in the unique position of witnessing the inevitable highs and lows of a typical school day. Reporter Zach Rosen has been following the school all year for State of Opportunity. Today, he brings us this documentary poem.
I'm the first person that you see when you enter the school.
Good morning, Sunshine.
This is the closest that I've ever come to just feeling like this is where I'm supposed to be.
Let me just see your splinter before you start picking in your hand. Right there?
Yeah.
I can literally go through my resume or just my life and say, you know, these are the things in order that led me right here to this school, to this position, with these people, with this team, with these children. I've been a bartender, I've been a bar manager, I've been an optician, I've been a zookeeper, I've bred tree frogs, I've started my own jewelry line, and it's all been to try to find something that feels right. And when you're looking for that thing, it's very lonely and frightening, especially when you have a child, because there's food to buy and rent to pay. And that's hard when you're bouncing around like I've bounced around.
Catch up with your class.
My name is Whitney Syphax Walker. I am the office manager here at the Boggs School. I am also the school nurse, a mother of a fourth grader, and a poet. It starts with a hole, the kind you hear about in movies or the 10 o'clock news, or maybe from the neighbor of a cousin who your mother says knows a little too much. The first time you inch out of your own, you'll break a few nails. By the 16th, your hands will be leather cracked and swollen, the taste of forgotten hymns brick heavy on your tongue. But the funny thing about ladders is how often they come wrapped in skin. They don't question your mud, your ruin. They never tell you to leave your shoes on the porch. One will slingshot his grin to you before he even learns your name. Another will slip her tiny hand into your clenched fist, following blindly. And while they are not yours by blood, you will become tooth and claw if it keeps the dirt out of their fingernails just a little while longer. Don't even look at them. Just go straight to the door. I know. A lot of our students are going through a lot of things. You know, we have some parents that have, you know, various addictions. We have parents that work midnight shifts, 2-3 jobs, and their students come in late every day because they just needed to get like an hour of sleep so they could drive safely. You know, we have students that are mourning losses, whether it's to, you know, just poor health and someone died, or their, you know, someone in their family is incarcerated. Then we have students that walk very long distances through rain, snow, inclement weather. It doesn't matter. If they're going to get to school, they're going to have to wake up themselves, wash themselves, and get themselves to school.
Did you get a breakfast?
God bless them, because they come every day. And I can imagine you don't always feel like getting up and getting dressed and coming to school. And that's impressive, and that I think it shows a certain amount of dedication on their part that they make the choice to come.
Good morning.
I've cried so many nights about how helpless and frustrating it is to only be able to protect them and fight for them here and not be able to go through their life with them and like knock on doors and say, I'm sorry, why didn't he get the job? Like, you know, like I want to do that for all of them, because it's a rough world. And they know it, but they don't know it yet. You know, they haven't had those knocks yet. I remember the first time I was riding in the car with a friend, a male friend of mine, and we were just riding down 7 Mile, and the police pulled us over. We were both snatched out of the car, handcuffed on the ground, in the middle of 7 Mile, because someone matching his description a day before had gone in this direction. So we're roughed up, his nose is bleeding, I'm terrified. And then at the end of it all, after like a half hour ordeal, they just uncuffed us and said, all right, you guys have a good one. Like it was nothing. And I think about our students going through that. And I just think to myself, like, how do we prepare them for this world that looks at them like they are threats, like for no reason, just for, you know, their skin color, like their skin color is a weapon inherently. See, this was no accident. Every ditch led you to this place. Every slip, a correction. Every failure, a see you soon. This brand of fight was being perfected before the ones who needed it most were even born to stake claim.
Can you feel it? Does it hurt?
Only when you push it down.
Well, you know what I think? I think right now we should leave it alone. And then I can clean it and I can use my tweezers and like really do it the right way and we don't have to just dig
Wait,
in your hand.
What are tweezers?
Tweezers, you know, the things that just kind of pinch and grab. But they're not gonna pinch.
Your grandmother died without ever seeing you become a doctor. She will never know how many nights you fall asleep wanting to tell her that you became so much more. By your 31st crawl, you'll understand that holes are just spaces for the grace in your scars to show out. Plant your soul in the next one and watch your entire self shine.